It's Bayou Sports with Coach Brent Indest. Brought to you by Additive Solutions, Mecca Restoration, Babineau Family Dental, Harris Heating and Cooling, Action Specialties, LA Classic Roofing, Schwing Insurance, Kane Row Golf and Turf Club, Hike, Mindale, Grubbs, and Dalbar, Iberia Sports and Rehabilitation, Arsenal Ford, The Quarter Tavern, United Fire and Safety, KK's Cafe, and Gator Gear Customs. And now, here's Coach Indest.
Good morning. A relatively nice weather report that I saw this morning that, you know, I'll never lose the coach in me in that I get up in the morning and I just check out the weather.
Yeah.
It blows my mind sometimes. Again, you think that everybody thinks like you, and of course that's not true.
Yeah.
When my golf group, they'll text and, hey, who's playing today? And they don't see a line of thunderstorms, you know, coming from coming from Lake Charles. It's about to drop 11 inches.
Yeah. Was that the sun we see right now?
Yes.
I hadn't seen it in a while, so.
Isn't that a Here Comes the Sun. Is that a pure Beatles song?
George Harrison. George Harrison. He was with the Beatles when he
when he sang the song.
Yeah. Norwegian Wood's another one he sang.
No, he did not sing Norwegian Wood.
Who did?
That's Paul McCartney.
I'm not sure.
We need to ask Jeff on that one. Okay.
Google it, Jeff.
No, Jeff will know. Norwegian Wood. John Lennon. We were both wrong. Man.
He did a couple other songs with the Beatles. He sang. Right.
Okay.
Anyway.
So anyway, yeah, I'm always got to know what the weather's doing. So looking good. And actually looking good for it doesn't look like we're having in the next several days we're going to have that 70-80% look. So
yeah, hopefully it's keeping nice.
But golf course needs to dry out.
But the other side of that is that we hadn't had the 90 plus degree temperatures because of all the rain.
You are correct. You are correct.
But I'll take some 90 degree temperatures to get rid of this sogginess.
It's been 90, but it just hasn't been 97 or 98. It's been 91, 92.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, 89, 90, 91. All right, so Cajuns in the news. Of course, we've got all the media days going on around the country. The Cajuns are about to get rolling in the Sun Belt, but the Cajuns have been picked to win the Sun Belt West for the fourth year in a row. Almost unanimously picked. Arkansas State receiving the only other vote out of the 10.
I'm going to throw you a curve. I don't think you can vote for yourself.
This is sports writers.
Oh, excuse me.
This is not coaches.
Okay, sorry.
This is not coaches. This is sports writers. And I'll be honest, as a coach, I don't like coaches' voting lists. I don't like them. Not enough coaches there's too many coaches out there with access to grind that will intentionally throw a pick at somebody else, you know, somebody that doesn't have a lot of skin in the game. Let's say you're going to be you're not going to be in the top five anyway, and you just – I don't like this guy. Sometimes you'll throw a vote at somebody just to put pressure on them.
Yeah. But, you know, Steve Sperry.
A lot of gamesmanship.
Steve Sperry, who was at Florida, used to always cast a vote for Duke on the preseason poll.
Yeah.
He'd always cast a vote for Duke.
That's exactly why you don't pay attention to coaches' polls. From a former coach.
That's right.
I don't like coaches' polls. I'm not saying that the sports writers are always right, but they can – they're going to be more unbiased than a typical coach. But the Cajuns, now there's a caveat to this. So let's move to the other side. So the Cajuns blow away the West.
All right.
Not even close. But in the East, you've got a tie with Coastal Carolina and App State. Coastal actually gets six first-place votes. App gets four. But in the overall numerically appointed voting, it ends up in a tie. Georgia State third. Coastal Carolina voted last year.
Really?
The number 12 team in the country.
Voted last.
Was picked dead last.
Really?
In their division, in the East Division.
I did not know that.
Preseason.
And they won their division.
That's got to be unprecedented. And not only win their division, they end up number 12 in the country.
And that was UL's only loss, too.
Correct. last second loss, or had a chance to win it in the last seconds. Grayson McCall, and I'll get to what's interesting about the two. So Grayson McCall, preseason player of the year, the quarterback that came out of nowhere last year.
Seems like it.
2,500 yards passing, 26 touchdowns, only 3 interceptions. Now, I'll tell you, watching Coastal was a treat for me. Their coaching staff has done a fabulous job of combining everything that's really cool about modern offensive football, combining the option play with the RPOs, the multi-formations, motions. When I watched Coastal against the Cajuns, and it happens, I really felt on that day that the better coach team was Coastal as far as game plan, everything. And again, I'm not throwing shade at Napier. I think Napier's one of the top coaches in the country.
And
but I'll tell you, Coastal, man, they had it going on. Just really impressive what they do offensively.
Do you know who their coach is?
I forget. Right. I know you're looking it up.
Yeah.
This is what's really interesting. Preseason first team, there are only 4 representatives of the East. Now, remember, the Cajuns are in the East. There are only 4 representatives of the East on the entire team, and the Cajuns have all 4.
Really?
Offensive lineman Osiris Torrance, safety Braylon Trahan, punter Burns. Is it Rees? I think Rees Burns. And returner / he's voted as a returner, Chris Smith, who's also going to double as a running back. You've got Coastal Carolina with 7 on the first team, App State with 6 on the first team, and Georgia State also with 4. So the sports writers, it looks like you really feel by looking at these stats that the East is far more loaded than the West. That the Cajuns, even though they do have to step out of the West every now and then to play, have the easier road, which I'm fine with that. Hey, let's run into App or Coastal in the conference title game.
Jamie Chadwell.
Is the head coach.
Correct.
Yes. And I do believe he's an offensive guy. So the Cajuns do place 5 on the second team, led by my main man, hung out with him last Saturday at the Live Like Liam Zion Hill, who looks so good. He's lost. You know, losing weight isn't always good for a defensive lineman, but he has redistributed his weight, going about 272 right now.
Put on muscle.
He just looks fabulous. I expect to see him more on the edge. They do move him around from inside to outside. Tremendous leverage Zion plays with, knows how to come off the edge, knows how to work his hands. Looking forward to seeing him play. Max Mitchell, actually the son of a former friend of mine in college who is a young lady who's now deceased, died in a car accident. Jody Duga Mitchell.
Yes.
Doogie Duga, Clifton Doogie Duga from Lafayette. He's a Como product. He's picked second team. Levi Lewis, second team. Linebacker Lorenzo McCaskill and cornerback Eric Garon. Garon. But Garon. So, real interesting that, the Cajuns are getting a lot of accolades team-wise, but only place 4 relative to the 7 of Coastal, the 6 of App, the 4 of Georgia State. So we'll see how that pans out looking into the season. Like I said, the Cajuns, I only see them not being favored, probably against Texas. And if things go well, Liberty will be the next game that depending upon how Liberty's doing at the time, that it should be close. But now, you never know.
Cajuns handled Liberty pretty easy last
year.
Yes,
correct.
35-14, if my memory serves
correct.
Me
right. Now, Liberty supposedly had a lot of COVID issues at the time. But we'll see. Never. Has there ever been a more looked forward to season for the Cajuns? I mean, even though they did one loss last year, but in some early top 25 rankings.
Yeah, they were 25 in Wood poll I saw recently.
Yeah. So just that Texas game looms so large. Looms so large. Man, if the Cajuns could pull that one off, how fun is it going to be? To when you're looking, because talk about the pressure. You're looking dead at a New Year's Day bowl if you knock off Texas. It's even though you've got 11 games, 12 games in front of you, a New Year's Day bowl game is in sight. And an arguable claim at a Final Four berth.
Arguable is the operative word.
Yes, arguable. We all know how that works, whether you like it or not. Okay, whether you like it or not. That would have a lot to do with how well Texas would play throughout the season.
This is true.
You go and knock off Texas, and they end up going 10-2.
Or 6-6.
You're in great shape. But they go 6-6 now. Oh, well. Yeah. Sark doesn't have them ready yet. But still, man, to go into Austin and knock off Texas, that would be awesome. Get the frissons thinking about it. You know, especially having Peter, having Zai, having my man Trey. Yeah, it would just be fabulous to see that happen.
And all three should play
Mike Desimo.
Pretty prominent roles with the Cajuns.
Oh, very, very. Peter's right there, receiver. Ended up the Cajuns. The ball was spread out a lot last year. I believe ended up with more catches than anybody on the staff. You did have a couple of the younger guys really step up toward the end of the year. Peter had I believe it was a groin injury that hampered him. Was never really healthy toward the end of the year.
We had the kid from Homer Thibodeau did a good job for him, first-time freshman.
Yeah, so there were a couple. So we'll see as that evolves. But Trey Amos right now listed as the third corner. Who, of course, in a lot of nickel packages, that third corner tends to play a lot. Playing a lot of boundary corner, I know. Especially early in the year, you know, there's going to be a lot of rotations. He's going to be seeing a lot of playing time. Would be starting at a whole lot of teams. It just, the Cajuns, they returned everybody. Nobody left. Everybody got a freebie. Which I still don't know how I feel about that. The ripple effect.
And Zion will be
it's so hard to figure that out now with the freebie year.
I know. I'm thinking he's been gone from California.
I think he's a junior.
Years.
I'd say he's a junior now.
Yeah. Yeah. Because everybody got a redshirt year in the COVID,
yeah.
Huh?
Yes. So when you've got a guy that may have redshirted or medicaled or whatever, and then plus he gets the free COVID year, I mean, you're going to have guys playing 6-7 years of football.
Yeah, they're going to be 23, 24 years old.
Ought to get a master's by the time they get out.
Hey, man, get him a rocking chair.
Yeah. All right. We got lots to talk about. So, of course, we had the NBA championship last night. I mean, I'm not giving anything away saying the Bucks won it. We're going to talk about that and Giannis and the unbelievable game that he had. We're going to talk Olympics coming up. Some basketball news. We got SEC media talk. Nick Saban came out with something yesterday that was so crazy. When I say crazy, I don't know if that's the good word, but it left Ole Miss's coach, Lane Kiffin, speechless. He just didn't know what to say.
A little profoundness.
No, it's interesting. It's relative to NIL.
Didn't see his quote.
NIL. Oh, we'll talk about it.
Maybe I did see that quote.
We got Saints. We're going to talk D-line. Quan Alexander's back in the news. Made a little visit to New Orleans. So a few things we're going to talk about when we come back right here. Give us a call. 107.5 FM 367 1240. We'd love to hear from you. We'll see you in a minute.
United Fire and Safety is a locally owned oil field service company with over 20 years of experience in offshore safety, construction, and cleaning. UFS employs reliable, well-trained personnel. They're currently in need of qualified welders, fitters, superintendents, blasters, painters, and fire watch personnel. They offer competitive pay and benefits, including health insurance. For more information, call 337-376-6814. United Fire and Safety, taking pride in servicing the Gulf of Mexico.
Make the easy drive to Arsenault Ford.
The blowout sale continues with 0% interest on all Explorers, Expeditions, and F-150s.
We make it easy at Arsenault Ford.
Do you have a logo? Do you have a brand? That is where Action Specialties comes in. If you want to get your brand out there, you need to call Action Specialties. Leaders in the promotional and advertising industry, they can help you get your logo seen everywhere you need it, from signs, decals, t-shirts, uniforms, and more. They can do that. Action Specialties has been proudly assisting their customers for 27 years with first-class customer service and a dedicated sales team to help you find what you need and what you didn't even know was out there. Action Specialties, we can do that.
The dog days of summer are here, and you'll need an experienced local HVAC contractor to keep you comfortable. Call Harris Heating and Cooling. They service all brands, honor all warranties, and proudly sell Trane equipment. Andrew Harris has 22 years' experience and works 7 days a week to keep you comfortable. If you're considering replacing your system or just aren't happy with its performance, call today at 376-6221. Or visit harrisheatcool.com.
Is it time for a new roof or to repair the old one? Hi, this is Jake Blanchard with LA Classic Roofing. We're a third-generation roofing contractor that has been in the business for over 70 years. As a locally owned and operated company, we're also licensed and insured for your peace of mind. We offer free estimates and a $100 referral fee for full roof replacement. Check us out on Facebook at LA Classic Roofing. And the number to call is 465-3888. LA Classic Roofing, professional roofing solutions since the 1950s.
We at Hike Menville Grubbs and Dalbor are happy to sponsor Coach Brent Indes and the Bayou Sports Show. We have recently changed our name from Hike Menville and Grubbs by adding J.P. Dalbor's name to our marquee. For all your legal needs, choose your hometown law firm, Hike Menville, Grubbs, and Dalbor. See us at 1017 East Dale Street or call 365-5486.
Hey guys, if you're looking for the top golf experience in Iberia Parish, you need to look no further than Cane Row Golf and Turf Club. Low or high handicappers will enjoy the beautiful greens, the recently refurbished sand traps, and incredibly plush fairways. And by the way, you don't have to be a golfer to enjoy Cane Row. The brand new clubhouse sports some of the best burgers, pizza, wings, and many other choices, along with absolutely the best, most potent margaritas that you've ever tried. So whether it's golf, food, or just some fun, come to Cane Row and enjoy.
Looking for a dentist in the Bayou area? Look no further than Babineau Family Dental. Dr. Todd Babineau has been in practice for 33 years and is a proud CHS grad of 77. Babineau Family Dental always accepts new patients and accepts every major insurance policy. Dr. Todd provides multitudes of services from colored tooth fillings all the way to sleep apnea appliances. Best of the test winners three times. Babineau Family Dental, located at 621 Rue Dionetta behind North Lewis. Call them at 367-3739. Visit their website at drtoddbabineau.com. Or visit them on Facebook at Babineau Family Dental.
If you're suffering from a sports-related injury, choose Iberia Sports and Rehabilitation. Our highly trained and licensed team will work with your physician to provide a customized treatment plan to help you recover as soon as possible. Iberia Sports and Rehab is proud to partner with our local middle and high schools to keep their athletes healthy and in the game. To get better, go to Iberia Sports and Rehab in New Iberia. Visit isrehab.com.
Now back to Bayou Sports with Coach Brent Indest on the all-new Kane 107.5.
It's been since 1971 that the Milwaukee Bucks can say that they were NBA champs. But partially, mostly due to Giannis, 50 points, 14 boards, 5 block shots, 2 assists. The first to go over 40 points, 10 boards, and 5 blocks in a playoff since Shaquille O'Neal.
Wow.
But the Bucks win four straight. That's what's crazy.
Yeah.
You go down 2-0 and come back, end up winning it on your home floor. Chris Middleton adds 17, 5 boards, 5 assists, 4 steals. Holiday, when you look at the numbers, 12 points, 11 boards, 9 assists. That's almost a triple-double, even though those So Drew Holiday, very – believe me, a lot of these points coming from Middleton and Giannis are off of the point guard play of Holiday, former Pel. I know a lot of Pels fans, it hurts them.
Oh, yes.
When you see a guy like this, you got CP3. Although CP3, he's been everywhere since. It's been a long time. The Suns dominate the second quarter, 31-13.
Yeah, that's hard to believe.
That is a very dominant second quarter. But still, Chris Paul, he does his share, 26 points. Booker had 19. To me, that's what kills him. You've got an all-star like Booker. He's got to come through for you with that 25-plus game and all of these big ones. But the Greek Freak, man, it's these big guys now that can score from anywhere on the floor.
Did you see a picture of him, how much he grew from when he was, I don't know if it was maybe a late teenager. They showed a picture. He grew like 6, I'm trying to remember the story. It was on TV during the game, 6-8 inches maybe.
Incredible.
You know, and put on pounds and weight. Wow.
Incredible. Yeah. And I guess he's playing for Greece in the
That's a good guess.
In the Olympics. Speaking of Olympics, so congrats to the Bucks. Phoenix, still no NBA championships. But with the Olympics, we've got this opening ceremonies, remember, folks, in 2 days.
Yeah, Friday?
The 23rd.
And that comes on at, what, 3 in the morning?
Yeah, something like that.
All right.
It's going to be a very can't get too excited about it. There's not going to be any fans there. I mean, I don't know. We'll see. We'll see how the Japanese work it on television, just to see how it comes off. The Olympic basketball team thus far has had 6 practices, 4 exhibitions, of which they're 2-2. They yet to have 3 of their best players join the team. Now, let me tell you something. Do you want to know, outside of the Milwaukee organization, who was rooting the hardest for the Bucks?
Outside the
non-obvious person.
So we're talking about somebody in the local area?
No.
Okay.
I'm talking about Greg Popovich.
Really?
You want to know why?
I'm sitting down.
Because if Phoenix wins, they've got to go another game, and that means he doesn't get his 3 players.
This is true.
Greg Popovich, I guarantee you.
He's the Olympic coach.
He's the Olympic coach. Okay. He's sitting there. He's like, come on, Bucks. I need Middleton. I need Holiday. I need Booker.
All right.
I need my dudes.
He's got them.
I need my dudes. They're already shorthanded.
They've got
Zach LaVine, who's in protocols right now, COVID protocol, whatever, health
and,
protocol.
And Beal, too, huh?
No, Beal's out.
Okay. But he was supposed to be on
and
the team.
And then I believe Kevin Love pulled himself off the team. Just said he wasn't. He just felt like he couldn't produce enough.
Let me tell you, these 3 guys coming from the finals, you talk about a weight load with these guys, playing in a championship game, and then here you are, boom, back at practice, you're playing the Olympics. I mean, God, that's draining.
No doubt. Now, one thing, they are going to be in tip-top playing condition as long as they're physically feeling okay. And the other thing is they won't play near the minutes.
True.
I don't see anybody. I really see Holiday. Holiday might be the biggest addition to the team because you need that point guard.
Defense,
especially in a situation where you don't have a team that's got a lot of continuity, that's played a lot. If you do have that point guard that sees the floor, that just gets it, I could see Drew Holiday being a huge factor in the success or failure of this Olympic team.
I think his defense is going to mean a lot, too.
Yeah. And we all know in the Olympics that the 3-point shot, A lot of these, countries. I remember it was Spain years ago, Argentina. Some of these guys, they could just sit back there and just rein it in from everywhere. And of course, you run into a hot 3-point shooting team, it's tough to beat.
Yeah.
So you've got to be able to extend your defense. You've got to be able to get in people's face and hound the basketball. And so much of this is going to come down to Popovich in inspiring these guys.
Yeah.
Got to remember, don't think it's hard to remember, that these are all multi-gazillionaires. A lot of them probably already have meddled. You know, if a few of them on, I say meddled, gotten a gold medal. So it's you go from playing with no fans. Now they've been playing with packed arenas. Now they're going back to playing with no fans again. Man, somebody's got to bring the juice, as they call it.
Yeah.
Somebody's got to bring it. Popovich needs to find a way to get the juice flowing within this crew. I believe we play France early on, and then we'll see how things go from there. I don't know. I'm looking forward to the Olympics, but I don't know. I'm not a pessimistic guy, but I'm just feeling a little pessimistic on some of the events. No crowds. Just the feel of it. Also, it being a half a world away with the time. When are they going to be able to show us? We're going to be getting results, not seeing. I don't know. But we do know that our own Morgan Lilla Romero.
That is correct.
We'll be jumping on August 2nd, which you'll be able to watch at Quarter Tavern, 5 a.m. on August the 2nd. And as we get closer, if you know, we'll look at times and see exactly when she's going to jump. But the pole vault qualifying is set for 5 a.m. August 2nd. And, of course, it's huge for to qualify and get to the finals. So we'll keep an eye on that. Before we get to a break, real fast, just talk a little Aaron Rodgers. So it has surfaced through sources at ESPN that Rodgers has been offered a pretty healthy extension of his contract with money that he has declined.
Through Green Bay,
yes.
I take it. Okay.
Yes, through Green Bay. It's going to be interesting. Is this guy that hard-headed that he's willing to sit out a football season to prove a point, to get his way?
I'm trying to recall if anybody did that 1 year.
I would think that 99% of the population would not do that. But he is a different cat. Does he really think they'll trade him? I know everybody keeps talking Broncos. You would think if a trade could have happened, it would have happened by now. But right now, they are playing chicken. They're playing chicken. You got two, whether you want to think of it as two 18-wheelers or two Ferraris, whatever you want to look at it, you've got two vehicles. One-lane road. Each doing 80, just heading right at each other, and we're going to see who's going to flinch. I don't know. it's drama. If you're a Packers fan, because you do know that the Packers go from a Super Bowl contender with him to just another team without him. I'm sorry. They will drop that much. This guy is so good. I don't know who his backup is, but I'm sorry.
I can't believe they haven't discussed a trade, you know, just to get some value. If he decides
well, the deal
to sit
is,
out the year.
Again, but it's chicken. Because the second management shows any weakness, well, then Rodgers is like, oh, let me carry this a little further. Let me push this into week 5, 6. You know he's got a number in his head, or think that, all right.
And then with only 3 exhibition games this year.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah,
you know, Matt LaFleur supposedly has reached out, going met with him. But again, we're talking about a guy that is estranged from his family, basically on his own accord. He's a different cat, and he definitely does have enough money. I'm sure, hoping that he's taking care of it. That, you know, it's not like me giving up $25 million. Hell, you throw me in the ring with Mike Tyson. You know, I'd get my butt kicked for $25 million. You know, there's a lot. There ain't much I want to do for $25 million. We don't want to get into that.
Oh yeah, they have other words for that.
But yeah, we're talking about a guy that cannot spend the money that he has. Okay, so even though everybody likes money and everybody likes the. When you really look at it, he cannot spend the money that he has.
I agree. Yeah. It's going to be – see who's going to blink first.
No doubt. It's a game of chicken. And, again, with the difference, the uniqueness, I should say, of the Packers organization, that it's owned by the fans.
Yeah, that's right.
It's a stockholder-owned organization.
Very unusual.
Yes. So – we'll see how that rolls. All right, when we come back, we're going to talk SEC Media Days. A little more Coach O news. Sankey. We know who Sankey is, right? He's the commissioner.
Yes.
And then talk some Saban/Kiffin talk. Kiffin's an interesting dude. I like talking about him. So we're going to be right back, talk about that. And then the last segment, we'll get to the Saints. We'll see you in a minute. Give us a call, 367-1240.
Nowadays, none of us can be without adequate insurance coverage, but we still want to be sure we're getting the best value for the money. That's why so many people call the Schwing Insurance Agency to get a quote. The Schwing family has been handling the insurance needs of businesses and homeowners for almost 80 years. You can depend on Schwing Insurance to find the coverage you need at the best price. So before you buy a new policy or renew an existing one, call the Schwing Insurance Agency for a quote at 365-2357. Schwing Insurance, 300 East Main, across from the Shadows.
Additive Solutions LLC is protecting frontline workers in the fight against COVID-19. Additive Solutions supplies custom safety shields, air purification, and steam sanitation. Our custom glass installs quickly and is extremely easy to clean, and our industrial purifiers restore your space with the freshest air possible. We will steam sanitize and hand clean all high traffic areas in your facility. Please visit Additive Solutions LLC or call Jace Dugai at 337-577-4858.
The Corner Tavern is the premier spot for live music. Join us Thursday for Gene and Bubba. Friday, it's the Swampland Revival Band. Saturday, the 80s Experience. And Sunday, it's Tommy G and Freddie. Remember, never a cover at the Corner Tavern. 19 TVs has you covered for sports. No bar has more outdoor seating. Corner Tavern, 910 East Main, across from McDonald's. The best drink prices in DeBary. New Iberia's happiest hours, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday from 5 to 8. And on Thursdays, 3 to 6, most drinks half price during happy hour.
Hi, this is Gabe Sanner, co-owner of Mako Restoration, the water and mold damage professionals. If you have water, mold, or fire damage to your home or business, don't hesitate to call us. Do you need help with your insurance claim? Our team can assist you with every step of the process. We offer 24/7 on-call service to our customers, and we treat each customer just like family. For more information, call us at 337-210-1211 or visit us online at makorestoration.com. That's makorestoration.com.
The dog days of summer are here, and you'll need an experienced local HVAC contractor to keep you comfortable. Call Harris Heating and Cooling. They service all brands, honor all warranties, and proudly sell Trane equipment. Andrew Harris has 22 years' experience and works 7 days a week to keep you comfortable. If you're considering replacing your system or just aren't happy with its performance, call today at 376-6221. Or visit harrisheatcool.com.
Do you have a logo? Do you have a brand? That is where Action Specialties comes in. If you want to get your brand out there, you need to call Action Specialties. Leaders in the promotional and advertising industry, they can help you get your logo seen everywhere you need it, from signs, decals, t-shirts, uniforms, and more. They can do that. Action Specialties has been proudly assisting their customers for 27 years with first-class customer service and a dedicated sales team to help you find what you need and what you didn't even know was out there. Action Specialties, we can do that.
We at Hike Menville Grubbs and Dalbor are happy to sponsor Coach Brent Indest and the Bayou Sports Show. We have recently changed our name from Hike Menville and Grubbs by adding J.P. Dalbor's name to our marquee. For all your legal needs, choose your hometown law firm, Hike Menville, Grubbs, and Dalbor. See us at 1017 East Dale Street or call 365-5486.
Looking for a dentist in the Bayou area? Look no further than Babineau Family Dental. Dr. Todd Babineau has been in practice for 33 years and is a proud CHS grad of 77. Babineau Family Dental always accepts new patients and accepts every major insurance policy. Dr. Todd provides multitudes of services from colored tooth fillings all the way to sleep apnea appliances. Best of the test winners three times. Babineau Family Dental located at 621 Rue Dionetta behind North Lewis. Call them at 367-3739. Visit their website at drtoddbabineau.com. Or visit them on Facebook at Babineau Family Dental.
Now back to Bayou Sports with Coach Brent Indest. Phone lines are open to talk sports at 367-1240.
Okay, so during the break, we had an interesting conversation with a little aid of the internet. Jeff actually remembered that Bobby Hebert had held out at one point. It was the 1990 season that Bobby Hebert did not play football. Steve Walsh actually ended up playing quarterback for the Saints, which I had completely forgotten about that. That's 21 years, 21 years ago.
Doc Boris would be upset with you. About 30 years ago, 31
years ago. Oh, wait. Oh, my goodness. 31 years ago. Thank you.
Doc, we need a refresher course. Yeah, yeah. Get the abacus out, the new math.
31 years ago, correct.
That's right.
God, I hate to think about it.
Life is like a roll of toilet paper. The closer you get to the end, the faster it goes, brother.
31 years ago. So Bobby Hebert, evidently, in his time, played a game of chicken with the Saints. We don't know who won. Steve Walsh, very unmemorable year. We were looking. Reuben Mays was running back at that time. Craig Hayward, now deceased Craig Hayward.
Yes.
Ironhead. The good old days. So, we'll see with Aaron Rodgers. And it's not unprecedented. And if Bobby did it, you'd think somebody else has. But
yeah, because Bobby came back in 91, 92. I think the Saints won the conference in 91 or 2. And Atlanta beat them in the playoffs. And it was all downhill.
And, of course,
from
Bobby
there.
Ended up in Atlanta. Yeah. His son, T-Bob, was raised in Atlanta. That's why T-Bob does not talk like that at all. He's got a great radio voice. So, we'll see. All right. Media days, SEC. Coach O was proud to announce that his team is 90% vaccinated. I don't know where you fall on the whole vaccination deal, but Mr. Sankey, not to be confused with Stanky.
Or Eddie Stanky.
Exactly. Has come out and said, if you are unable to play a game, and not just due to COVID, whatever, if you can't play a game, it's not going to be rescheduled.
Oh, wow.
SEC games will not be rescheduled. You either field a team or you don't.
But it won't be a forfeit, though, huh? Ooh.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, my team's ready to play.
I doubt that it'll be a forfeit.
All right.
But I don't know that.
Brings up interesting discussions, though.
Yes, yes, yes. So, again, I don't know where you fall on the argument of vaccination, but LSU is 90% vaccinated. So, my deal is that what I want to see is that if you're vaccinated, you don't have to go through any kind of protocol. You were in a drill. Your roommate got it. But if you're vaccinated, to me, yeah, no protocol.
That seems like the sensible thing to think.
And I do know that vaccinated people are getting sick, but it's according to what they're telling us, they're not getting as sick.
Well, that you got to remember, the vaccination is basically the disease itself they're pumping into you.
No, it's not.
Where the body can build up immunity,
it's not.
Huh?
It's not. No, it's
you
not.
Sure?
I'm positive.
Okay.
No, I'm positive. It's a DNA thing. No, I had a great talk with Dr. Goche about that. And no, that they would never pump. He said they would never pump COVID into somebody.
Okay.
He said that's too dangerous. So the vaccination is a completely different way of allowing your body.
Well,
to,
vaccines
to
over the years, that was a lot of the ways they did.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, no. That's what they do with the flu. That's what they do with a lot of things.
The body builds up an immune system.
Correct. So keeping in line with SEC Media Days. And this really wasn't initially said, that this comment by Nick Saban was stated at the Texas Coaches Clinic. Now, just as a little aside, and sometimes Louisiana high school coaches, we have a little chip on our shoulder about Texas because our neighboring state, they do. Football's crazy in Texas.
It is.
I knew it, but I didn't know it until I recruited Texas. And the stadiums that make some FCS stadiums look like crap. Okay? The facilities, you know, we love to talk in Louisiana about, you know, West Monroe's facilities. Oh, man, they got a separate deal for the defense, offense. I mean, go to Dallas and you'd be shocked. If you don't know, if you've never been, you would be shocked to see how big high school football is in Texas.
Yeah.
With that being said, the Texas High School Coaches Clinic, which just happened, is a huge event, not only for Texas high school coaches, but for college coaches. They flock from all over the country. You're going to see more college coaches at the Texas High School Coaches Clinic than any other event other than the National College Clinic, which they have every year, which moves around. It's recently been in San Antonio. It's been in Nashville. It's crazy, the number of college coaches you'll see there. Well, Nick Saban was there and was asked about the NIL. And one thing, if you don't know it, you need to know it. Nick Saban will be ahead of anything related to recruiting. He will always be one step ahead, at the forefront of it. Do you know the name? And the only reason you might know the name,
all right,
is because I said it a little while ago. But before today, you did not know the name of Alabama's starting quarterback, right?
Yeah.
Before today. I told it to you a little while ago.
What you mentioned to me, I remember. Yeah, but
So his name is Bryce Young. So we're talking about a guy that, don't get me wrong, after one or two games, everybody's going to know who Bryce Young is because he's the quarterback, starting quarterback of Alabama. As long as he stays healthy, you'll know who he is if you're a sports fan. So a guy that probably, if you line up 100 general sports fans that aren't Alabama's fans, a guy that if you ask who's Alabama's starting quarterback's going to be, maybe 50%, depending on how much of a rabid fan you are, might get, let you know who he is.
I think that's hard, too.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. This guy, according to Nick Saban, and I don't think Nick's lying, already has nearly seven figures. Now, we know that seven figures, that number starts with an M.
That's right.
An M.
And it's got six zeros.
It's got six zeros behind it. We're talking about a 20-year-old athlete has already lined up nearly seven figures in relation to his name, image, and likeness.
Amazing.
Mark Leapry, we were talking on the phone yesterday, and he brought it up, and he sent me a link. Well, then I'm just reading in the paper this morning, and the reason it came up in the SEC Media Days is it was brought up to Lane Kiffin, and they said Kiffin was completely just dumbfounded. Right here, to quote, right here it says, a reporter told Kiffin that Nick Saban said Alabama five-star quarterback Bryce Young is approaching NIL deals totaling almost seven figures. Kiffin was baffled to near silence. He finally said, "The number blows me away." He looked at his information director, Kyle Campbell, and said, "You didn't prepare me for that." That's amazing. He made $1 million and hasn't started a game yet? Wow. I don't even know how to respond to that. But great for him. Of course, you can't come out and say that's ridiculous. That would be used against you. I think it's ridiculous.
I wish I was Bryce.
So, folks, it's here. The Wild West. We got Doc Holliday running around. Again, I reached out to several people months ago when this started coming out, telling them you better get your kid an agent.
It just, wow.
I mean, think about it. If you, you know, if you just got a guy working around Lafayette, you got a kid, he's got a beautiful smile, whatever. The money that can be made. Now, don't get me wrong. There's nobody in Lafayette that's going to make seven figures. But I guarantee you that there's kids, starters for the Cajuns, that could easily pull in 25 to 50K a year.
Oh, I agree with that. Oh, yeah. There are going to be a lot of kids drawing 25 to 50K a year.
Yep. Yep. But, again, this is when people are going to understand it takes money to make money. And if you're just Joe Blow kid, and you're out there on Twitter saying, "Hey, hit me up if you want me to help you out." No, it's not going to work. You have to have people. You have to have attorneys out there, somebody in the business, somebody that can represent you.
Yeah, a marketing person, yeah.
Yes. Somebody marketing on behalf of you. Now, if you are Stud Muffin McGillicuddy, okay, yeah, you might not need that guy. But still, that guy can still inhale. I'm sorry. Again, I go back. It's the same reason why you hire a realtor to sell a house.
Not only that, but the contract exposure,
yes,
that these young people are going to have, that they're not familiar reading those. And I'm hoping the schools educate a lot of
Well, they do.
Kids.
I do know that for a fact. I know the Cajuns are on top of that. There's going to be a class. There's going to be all kind of talks. But
it's the fine print that catches you.
No, doggy. It like I said, like it or not, it's here. And now as a member of the media, it's something fun to talk about. This will give us stuff to talk about.
I can envision some of these kids signing these contracts and get mad at so-and-so and leave the school and go to another school because they got something better, and I'll see what Joe Smith – it's just the tip of the iceberg.
The ripple effect will be unbelievable, the ripple effect of this. It's going to be years before they sort this out and figure it out and regulate it. I mean, this is going back. I know I'm getting dramatic here, but what the heck?
Far away.
This is going back to the Carnegie, Rockefeller, Vanderbilt days when these guys weren't regulated.
That's right. They weren't.
They weren't regulated.
Teddy Roosevelt put a stop to that.
Okay, yes. The antitrust movement. I remember that. The Sherman Antitrust Act of 1890, right, but was not enforced.
Yeah, Roosevelt was the first one to put it.
Yeah, Roosevelt was the first guy.
That's Teddy.
Yeah,
Theodore.
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, and I'm really going off on it, but watching it the other night, those three gentlemen, I say those two, mostly Carnegie, along with J.P. Morgan.
And Vanderbilt.
Vanderbilt was earlier.
Rockefeller.
They purposely got Roosevelt in as a vice president. They didn't want him as governor of New York.
That's right.
Because he was too powerful as governor of New York.
That's true.
As governor of New York, he was screwing them up. So they purposely got him in as vice president because vice presidents couldn't do anything.
That's right.
And then all of a sudden, McKinley gets shot.
That's right.
And Roosevelt becomes president and immediately went after Rockefeller. And went after those guys. And that's the history lesson of today.
And what are the big three medias today? And don't say that can happen again.
So I'm saying, so now Nick Saban and Dabo Sweeney, they're going to be the Carnegies and the Rockefellers of sport. They're the ones with all the money. And I'm telling you, if said coach does not figure this out as quick or nearly as quick as these other guys, They're going to fall by the wayside. I go back to Mack Brown at Texas when Texas went from the top of the world and fell apart. Mack Brown refused to follow the lead of Saban and all these guys when Mark Emmert and the NCAA decided that you can have staffs as big as you want as long as it's not on the field, guys. And all of these schools took off with it. Mack Brown said, I don't need that. I don't need that. And Texas became pretty irrelevant very quickly. This is a space race, man. People better get on it. They better get on board. All right, we're going to come back. We're going to talk Saints. We're going to talk DL, which went from looking like not as solid as the OL, but a pretty darn solid group until recent news. So we'll be right back to talk about that, 367-1240.
Hi, this is Gabe Santer, co-owner of Mako Restoration, the water and mold damage professionals. If you have water, mold, or fire damage to your home or business, don't hesitate to call us. Do you need help with your insurance claim? Our team can assist you with every step of the process. We offer 24/7 on-call service to our customers, and we treat each customer just like family. For more information, call us at 337-210-1211 or visit us online at makorestoration.com. That's makorestoration.com.
The Corner Tavern is the premier spot for live music. Join us Thursday for Gene and Bubba. Friday, it's the Swampland Revival Band. Saturday, the 80s Experience. And Sunday, it's Tommy G and Freddie. Remember, never a cover at the Corner Tavern. 19 TVs has you covered for sports. No bar has more outdoor seating. Corner Tavern, 910 East Main, across from McDonald's. The best drink prices in DeBary. New Iberia's happiest hours, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday from 5 to 8. And on Thursdays, 3 to 6, most drinks half price during happy hour.
Additive Solutions LLC is protecting frontline workers in the fight against COVID-19. Additive Solutions supplies custom safety shields, air purification, and steam sanitation. Our custom glass installs quickly and is extremely easy to clean, and our industrial purifiers restore your space with the freshest air possible. We will steam sanitize and hand clean all high traffic areas in your facility. Please visit Additive Solutions LLC or call Jace Dugai at 337-577-4858.
If you're suffering from a sports-related injury, choose Iberia Sports and Rehabilitation. Our highly trained and licensed team will work with your physician to provide a customized treatment plan to help you recover as soon as possible. Iberia Sports and Rehab is proud to partner with our local middle and high schools to keep their athletes healthy and in the game. To get better, go to Iberia Sports and Rehab in New Iberia. Visit isrehab.com.
Nowadays, none of us can be without adequate insurance coverage, but we still want to be sure we're getting the best value for the money. That's why so many people call the Schwing Insurance Agency to get a quote. The Schwing family has been handling the insurance needs of businesses and homeowners for almost 80 years. You can depend on Schwing Insurance to find the coverage you need at the best price. So before you buy a new policy or renew an existing one, call the Schwing Insurance Agency for a quote at 365-2357. Schwing Insurance, 300 East Main, across from the Shadows.
Is it time for a new roof or to repair the old one? Hi, this is Jake Blanchard with LA Classic Roofing. We're a third-generation roofing contractor that has been in the business for over 70 years. As a locally owned and operated company, we're also licensed and insured for your peace of mind. We offer free estimates and a $100 referral fee for full roof replacement. Check us out on Facebook at LA Classic Roofing. And the number to call is 465-3888. LA Classic Roofing, professional roofing solutions since the 1950s.
Hey guys, if you're looking for the top golf experience in Iberia Parish, you need to look no further than Cane Row Golf and Turf Club. Low or high handicappers will enjoy the beautiful greens, the recently refurbished sand traps, and incredibly plush fairways. And by the way, you don't have to be a golfer to enjoy Cane Row. The brand new clubhouse sports some of the best burgers, pizza, wings, and many other choices, along with absolutely the best, most potent margaritas that you've ever tried. So whether it's golf, food, or just some fun, come to Cane Row and enjoy.
United Fire and Safety is a locally owned oil field service company with over 20 years of experience in offshore safety, construction, and cleaning. UFS employs reliable, well-trained personnel. They're currently in need of qualified welders, fitters, superintendents, blasters, painters, and fire watch personnel. They offer competitive pay and benefits, including health insurance. For more information, call 337-376-6814. United Fire and Safety, taking pride in servicing the Gulf of Mexico.
Make the easy drive to Arsenault Ford.
The blowout sale continues with 0% interest on all Explorers, Expeditions, and F-150s.
We make it easy at Arsenault Ford.
Now back to Bayou Sports with Coach Brent Indest on the all-new Kane 107.5.
Welcome back. Fun stuff to talk about, all this NIL stuff, and it's not going away. Okay, let's talk Saints D-line. You look at it, the projected starters, you feel pretty good about it. If I'm going to rate the offensive line as an 8.5, I guess I'd rate the
D-line. Listening to KANE, 1240 AM and K298CQ, 107.
I would rate, are we good?
The voice of the Tatch.
There we go.
Yeah.
I would rate the D-line 7 before the news that Onyemata is going to have to serve a 6-game suspension. Now, I did not know this. Now I do know after a little research. Onyemata already was suspended by the Saints themselves for substance abuse in 19 for 1 game. So this muddies things up. You've got Cam Jordan, the Cal product, first rounder, 24th overall pick in 2011. How many good years does he have in him? All pro in 17, 6-time pro bowler, all decade player from 2010 to 2020. So how much juice does he have left in his tank? Moving down, you've got undrafted 2019 Shy Tuttle out of Tennessee. 18 tackles in his career, 3 TFLs. I would not say the strongest player on the D-line by far. Probably the weakest of the four that of the projected starters.
But he had some decent activity when he did get in the game.
Yes. And did start a few games last
year. That's right, due to injuries.
Yes. And he's going to need to step up big. Marcus Davenport, who in my opinion, relatively is, he's not a bust, but he is not, when you look at him as being the 14th overall pick out of University of Texas at San Antonio a couple of years ago, he has not
just seems,
become that guy.
It just seems like he's always hurt.
Yeah, exactly. But even when he has been, he just hasn't shown that he's that type of player.
I'll tell you who benefited from that is Hendricks. The kid last year, what, led the Saints sacks? He had 13 and a half sacks,
yes.
And now he's elsewhere.
Yes, yes. He's nowhere to be found. And, of course, Onyemata, out of Manitoba College, actually from Lagos, Nigeria, was picked in the 4th round. Saints actually traded up to get him. They really recognized this guy as a diamond in the rough, which he is. He's a heck of a player. The value of this guy is a round 4 pick is huge. They would wish that Davenport would give the production of this guy. Yet, we lose him for 6 games.
And Davenport can't play inside, if my memory serves me right.
Well, the top two guys, backups, are Malcolm Roach out of Texas, who is actually a Madison Prep graduate.
Really?
Out of Baton Rouge.
Okay.
Undrafted free agent in 2020 out of the University of Texas. And a journeyman-esque type Ryan Glasgow out of Michigan, 2017 round 4 pick, who went 3 years with the Bengals and then has been on the practice squad for the Texans and the Patriots. So there's not a lot of depth, it doesn't look like. Now, you never know. You never know when one of these guys can step up. Would love to see Roach. It just, as a homer, as a Louisiana guy, would definitely love to see a Baton Rouge native be able to step up an hour down the road right there in New Orleans, become a force for the Saints. Quan Alexander, on a side note, has made a trip to New Orleans, has met with the Saints. So Quan was released due to salary cap issues, but he is still a free agent. He also did have some health issues. Reading right in front of me, Alexander has also reportedly been cleared to practice after he suffered an Achilles tendon tear on December 25th. The Saints released the former LSU standout in March because of salary cap restraints.
Yeah, I think they will have to pay him like $13 million. Yeah.
The Saints have $11.59 million in cap room, according to NFLPA salary cap report. So we'll see what he's willing to do regarding pay. He has more experience than the other top two candidates on the roster. More than Pete Werner or last year's third-round pick, Zach Baum. So I think the Saints need the guy. The question is they going to be able to come to terms? I guess he's talking to other folks as well. Seems like Alexander's at a point in his career. He may be willing to take a little less money to stay close to home. So we'll see.
Is Sheldon? Well, I want to think Sheldon Rankins is no longer on the team. Am I accurate in that?
What?
Sheldon, R-A-N-K-I-N-S.
Yeah, what position was he playing?
He was a defensive tackle.
Oh, no, he's gone.
That's what I thought. Yeah.
No, he's no longer with the Saints. He's not on the depth chart, put it that way. So we'll continue tomorrow. On offense, we kind of move from the back, move toward the front. We'll do the same thing on defense. Started with the D-line tomorrow. We'll talk linebackers. Just a heads up that Friday I will be out. I'm going to be out of town on Friday. That is an abbreviated show anyway after the Mr. Ricky Watkins along with Turbo do the hunting and fishing show.
Yeah, we figure we're going to have roast Brent Indes day.
There you go. Take pot shots at me. Hopefully I'll be on the TuneIn app listening to where I can call in and shoot back. Speaking of the TuneIn app, we are having some issues today. If you are trying to get in, you can listen on a desktop on TuneIn, but also if you're on a desktop, you just go to www.kane1240.com.
Sure.
Which, in my opinion, is the easiest way to listen. TuneIn really helps if you're on the road and you are outside of our listening area. You pop in that TuneIn app and you can listen. Especially, it's really nice if your phone can Bluetooth into your vehicle,
your radio,
which most do now. So please bear with us with the TuneIn app as we work with that and get that back up to speed. Thanks to my main man, former center Phil Streva, that gave me that info.
I'm the stat man. That tax man.
I was about to say, that's a Beatles reference. I knew that was a Beatles reference.
That's right.
Yes. So, looking forward to tomorrow. That'll be the last day of the week for me. We'll keep plugging on the Saints. I'm sure that there's going to be more stuff to talk about from SEC Media Days. We've got Sun Belt Media Days coming up. As we get closer to the seasons, Turbo, we're going to talk about some of the great Saints teams of all time. Maybe some of the worst and some of the best.
Oh, I can remember some of the worst.
Yes. Was there any worse than the Aints? Were the Aints, around the Aints time, that's the worst, right? 1-15 or 2-14?
1-15. They beat the Jets that year. That was their only win.
Yep.
And they beat the Jets. And, we sat through a lot of those games back then.
Who was the quarterback of the Aints? Do you remember?
Of the Aints? Archie was still around.
Was he?
Yeah, they traded when Bum Phillips came in. That was Dick Nolan's last year.
Yep.
And when Bum came in, he wanted to bring his boys in from Houston, and he traded Manning, and they brought in
talk about
Stabler.
A guy, the game of football. Bum Phillips was a heck of a coach in Houston, but football went through a renaissance.
Yeah.
Right after that time.
It helped to have Earl Campbell, too.
Yeah, and he – the game passed him up a little bit.
It did. He spent more time at the fairgrounds than he did at the practice facility.
USFL played a huge role.
Yeah, the Saints got a lot of good football players.
In the growth of the NFL, because there were a lot of guys that were not considered quote-unquote NFL guys, and I'm talking about coaches that got jobs in the USFL that were great minds and develop guys like Steve Young and Jim Kelly.
Yeah. Oh, that, yeah. Gave him time to play.
And brought the pass happy, whether you like it or not, just became so much more innovative in the passing game.
Yeah. Yeah, because the old AFL was really pass happy.
Again.
Yeah.
AFL, USFL, a lot of these fledgling leagues brought a lot more to the NFL than people give them credit for.
Yeah, because LaMonica and Joe Namath and all that crowd, they threw the ball all over the place, man.
Yeah. All right. So, again, won't be here on Friday, but we'll be here tomorrow. We look forward to seeing you. As always, we want to thank our wonderful sponsors, Additive Solutions, Mako Restoration. Just remember, Mako Restoration is there when you need them. You don't want to need them, but if you have any issues with water in your home, Mako is the place to call. Babineau Family Dental, Harris Heating and Cooling, Action Specialties, LA Classic Roofing, the official roofing contractor, Bayou Sports, Swing Insurance, Cane Row Golf and Turf Club, Hike Menville, Grubbs and Dalbor, Iberia Sports and Rehab, Arsenal Ford, The Quarter Tavern, United Fire and Safety, KK's Cafe. Hey, let's go get some cheesecake. And Gator Outdoors. We'll see you tomorrow. We got